You tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. Well, I don't know what to tell you about too much. I guess you better take that W-2 form when it gets there and put all those papers together and get them down to Jackson. And let's see if we can get some income tax things worked out. Lou, you'll need some of what Lou's got. Maybe with if he got that money invested, we can write off some kind of tax on expenses. That ought to be pretty good. Maybe we can write off all of our expenses. Maybe I can get that $2,000 back that Uncle Sam took away. That would be something, wouldn't it? Well, let Lou worry about that. Maybe he'll come up with something real good. How is my old pa making out? Did you hear from him? Is it too cold for him in that country yet, or is he feeling pretty good? Is he doing the right things by everybody, and or is he getting quiet down in his old age? I've been going to write to my sisters, but I have never gotten around to it. I guess someday I will. Then, guess what? I got a thank you card from Katie Valentine the other day because for the earrings. Did she tell you she sent me a Valentine? Well, you can tell her that the gossip gets back to you, and you find out she's sending Valentines to your husband. You'll have something to really complain about. But you're not a complainer. And Katie, you say, she's a pretty good gal sometimes, like all of us. I guess the ups and downs and the goods and the bads are with us. Well, let's see, we had some sandbags out here on the porch. I had a guy, the old man, the old fella. He thinks I'm kind of a mandarin or something. He treats me like he's my slave, and I get embarrassed when he grabs my hand and kisses it. He doesn't exactly kiss it. He puts his nose to my hand and then inhales through his nose. It's some kind of a old country courtly gesture of obedience by the servant to the master, I guess. But it's a little bit odd for me to have him breathing in on my hand. The other day, I think I told you this, Banap, the maid, wanted to buy him a watch for Tet. So I sent the magazine and got her a $20 watch, and she gave it to him for Tet. And he came to thank me that I was having dinner by myself. So I said, come on in. He come in, he began to talk, and I didn't understand him. But he just jabbered away, and pretty soon tears come to his eyes, and I kept saying, Yadok, Yadok. And I said, that's okay, that's okay. And I said, Om Tot Lam, Om Tot Lam, number one. That means that I said, you are a very good man, and you're number one man. And tears came to his eyes, and he grabbed my hand and breathed in on it. Then he put his nose on my shoulder and breathed in. I felt real embarrassed. I'm glad there was nobody else there to watch me. But anyway, I'm having him fill some sandbags. And outside of our door, we have sandbags on this floor. In case somebody gets rambunctious, wants to shoot at us, we got some protection. Well, one of the bags broke, and I called him up and asked him if he'd take it down and clean that up. And so I came in, was studying the language with my interpreter, and the boss came out and he says, "Where's he going with all the sandbags?" I said, "But gee, I forgot him." I went out and he'd taken all the sandbags down. There must have been about 30 of them. So I said, "Well, it needed cleaning up anyway." And so I got Comeo to clean it up, and then I got some new sandbags, and I'm having him fix them up now. And let's see, you commented about the happiness of this family. I think because we all kind of laugh and kid with them, they're rather simple minded people. Countrified, they like to joke and laugh, and if we laugh, it makes them real happy. So they are rather easy to get along with. We're the bosses, and anything we say goes, and they're thankful for everything that we do, and so they treat us very good. We do get well, best they got. We don't get the things that we're used to. For example, laundry, they'll wash and work at the things for us with all their might, but it never comes out lily white like it's supposed to on the shirts. They got a telltale yellow in them. But they try real hard. Like me and my Vietnamese, I try real hard, and sometimes I just can't go too much. I seem to forget. I'm studying now. Here's what I'm studying. What are you going to buy? Om Muye. Are you going to buy anything else? Om Kon Muye Nuokom. Where do you have to go? Om Phai Di Dao. Do you have to go anywhere else? Om Kon Phai Di Dao Nuokom. Which hotels do you know? Om Biet Kachan Nao. Do you know any other hotels? Om Kon Biet Kachan Nao Nuokom. Which ones do you want to look at? Om Mun Ko Kai Nao. Om Mun Ko Kai Nao. Do you want to look at any other ones? Om Kon Muoko Kai Nao Nuokom. Pretty tough. I'm having a heck of a time. I still have to buy a newspaper. Yatoi kon fai mua moto bao nua. Om kon fai mua yi nua kom. Do you have to buy anything else? Does she have to do anything else? Koi kon fai lam yi nua kom. Very tough, very tough, very tough. But it gives me something to do. I don't spend enough time studying that. But I do spend a lot of time thinking about my baby. And I'd like to take a little time right now to tell her how much I love her, how much I'd wish she was here with me this Sunday evening so I could hold her and put her head on my pootie and rock her and squeeze her tight, whisper in her ear and tell her I sure do love her, and I think she's the sweetest thing in all the world. And I would like to have her where I could run my hands through her hair and just feel her sigh of contentment and happiness. But the next best thing is telling her and imagining in my mind the things that she would like to hear, and imagining in my mind the happiness she gets from hearing him and carrying her over for a day or two. One thing about these tapes, when you get a little blue streak, you can go in and pick out one. You can grade them. Make them red for the real, real wild ones, the blues for the nice, smooth ones, and the whites for the bland or not so hot ones. And when you feel real blue, grab you a red tape and go in there and play it. How does that sound? Well, honey, pat my little dog and say howdy to all my folks. I think of all of them, good and bad ones, and I guess I know that they think of me too. They think of both of us, Florence and I, and someday, when the right time comes along, you and I will have a little vine-covered cottage someplace down on the California coast, probably. I don't know where it'll be. Maybe it'll be in Mexico. But we'll never no more to part. Girl of my dreams, I love you, honest I do. You are so sweet. It's funny how those old songs